This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. On Monday, we celebrated Veterans Day, honoring those who have served in the United States Armed Forces. The first one was in 1919 and was originally called Armistice Day. That's because World War I was formally ended by armistice with Germany at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, thus 11/11 being the chosen date. The day was renamed Veterans Day in 1954. Last week, Indian River State College's Pruitt campus opened its doors to the community to hear firsthand from military veterans through a question and answer session moderated by Dr. Harvey Arnold. He's the provost of the IRSC Pruitt campus and a Vietnam veteran. The panel included veterans from World War II all the way to Operation Enduring Freedom. Robert William Conniff, who served in the Marines in Iraq, Kuwait, Turkey, Iran, Jordan, and Afghanistan, describes a harrowing experience in a plane sitting on a cargo net without a seatbelt.
But that one was definitely one that I had a hard time with. I legitimately thought I was going to die. We got word when I was going into country, we were going to get attacked. We were going to get shot at. So, that was the very first time I ever experienced a combat drop of doing circles in the sky, going down at a very heavy angle, flattening out at literally the last minute.
Here's World War II Army veteran Louis Viscosi explaining his arrival in France.
When I first got off the boat and they dropped me off in the water, I just didn't like that at all. I think, this is not for me. We got through it.
Here's Ronald Winkleman, who served in the Army in Korea.
Upon departing the ship in harbor, we were immediately placed on trucks and sent directly to the combat area.
Lee Bertman, who served in the Army in Vietnam, talks about his boot camp experience.
So they had this muddy field with barbed wire, low barbed wire, and they had 30 caliber water-cooled machine guns firing above us. They convinced us that was live ammunition. I don't think it was, but who knows. So we had to crawl about 150 yards under barbed wire all the while these machine guns were firing. In those days, they did not issue earplugs, so this was a very, very loud event.
Thomas McDowell served in the Air Force in Iraq, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. He talks about how serving in the military instilled a strong
work ethic just to get it done, you know, just to, not to put it off on somebody else or say, that's not my job. It just, something needs to be done, so I got it done. And I still do that.
Skip Wood served in the Navy in Vietnam.
The can-do attitude is, I think, what you learn in the military, that you can do it no matter what, because you might lose your leaders, so you got to step up.
Here's Army veteran Ronald Winkleman.
Returning from Korea, the first thing that I really thought about was how great it was to be back in a country that really gives benefits to the people who earn it. Love of country, love of flag was very intense at that time.
Dr. Arnold also shared his military experiences.
And after we had been in Vietnam about 7 months, I want to say, a member of our unit came down with the bubonic plague. We were all out there naked, and they were dusting us down with lime and everything. And then they brought these bulldozers in, and they bulldozed our base camp into a ravine. And I saw grown men cry.
Indian River State College presents this event annually, so keep that in mind next year if you'd like to attend. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.